streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call
me home. Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues, we have a great show for you tonight. Our guest is formerly known as Nutmeg. Her name is Connie Muhammad. She is an internationally known rap artist, singer, songwriter, and a native of Phoenix, Arizona. Ms. Muhammad has overcome numerous challenges that face many youth of today, including teen homelessness, drug addiction, and gang warfare. She has worked with youth and provided mentorship with a focus in the arts through programs such as the Project Brave, Performance in the Borderlands, and Ministry of Arts and Culture. She performs regularly and is working on establishing her 501c3 Sisters Healing Through the Arts with a focus on women recovering from abuse. So while we're waiting for her to come on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show tonight. We thank everyone who tunes in every Wednesday night around the world. And we got our guests just arrived, so we're not going to hold up time. We're going to get straight to it, and we're going to welcome her to the show. So hold on, people. We're going to put her in. How you doing, Miss Connie, and welcome to the Streets and Love You Back show.
Hey, how are you?
We're blessed today, and we just was waiting on you to call in and give you a great message out to the people.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the work that you and Lucinda have done, and it's just something that is dear to me as far as recovering from, you know, the streets and what's out there. And I've never really been able to share a lot of what I've gone through, so you never know what might come out tonight.
Well, it's all good, you know what I mean? It's like, that's why we have this platform for individuals just like yourself to spread the message, let the people know that you can overcome, and only because you do certain things in life don't mean you stay that way. You know, people do change, and people do become successful at what they do, you know? So we would
Absolutely.
Like for you to just start from day one and let the viewers know where you grew up at and what happened and how you overcame certain things, and then we'll come with the questions, but we're going to let you out of flow right now.
Okay. Ooh, questions. that's even scarier. No, just playing. Wow. I'm actually a native of Phoenix, Arizona. They say if you've been here over 9 years, you're a native, so... And I've been here much longer than that. Born in New Orleans, but raised in Phoenix. And I lived a very sheltered life. I was raised in the Nation of Islam. My parents were members, and my entire paradigm was within that, you know, mosque every week, and kind of similar to what a child would go through if they was in a church, if their parents were in a church. You know, it's mosque every couple of days and, you know, very strict lifestyle, strict diet, everything of that nature. And it was very interesting growing up because we didn't have a lot of outside influence, and we had a certain way that we looked at the world, you know, me and my siblings, and it affected us greatly. And it wasn't until I'd say maybe a sixth grade that I even started going to public school. My mother taught us at home, but there were some things going on in the home that basically could be classified as abuse and some neglect and a lot of things that you could just basically say a lot of brutality. And I had to learn that that was not the religion, but that was just that person's way of dealing with things. And I always was into music at an early age. I started performing when I was 8 and just got to the point where, you know, because music was one thing that we did have in the home, even though it was sheltered, was music. You know, we always had great music playing, and I just took refuge in that, and I enjoyed it so much in it that I started to write my own songs and perform them, and I got to really get my feel as an artist, you know, at an early age. I started recording and doing my own work around, like, teenage, like 15 years old, and not too long after that, I was actually kicked out of my home just because of a lot of things. You know, when you're growing up in that type of paradigm of control and abuse and everything, after a while, if you just don't fit in there, then you're going to be expelled. So I was expelled into the world that way, and I was 16. So being young, and I was actually in college because I was started going to, my parents just snatched me out of high school because I'm an artist. I was distracted the entire, it was just a fog. I don't know what happened in high school because I just wasn't really into it. You know, I really wasn't into the work. I really just wanted to go to chorus. I wanted to dance. And so they took me out and put me into college. I just got my GED, went straight to college. So when I got kicked out of the home, I was actually attending college, but it was hard to keep that up. And there was a lot of things that I didn't know, you know, of course, but even about resources, you know, if I would have known about Job Corps or anything like that, it really would have helped me. I can't even, you know, really measure how much it could have helped. But, you know, I ended up doing what a lot of girls do is, you know, you get a boyfriend and you move in and you do that sort of thing. And I didn't do music for a while. And then we had a child. And soon after having that child, I found out that my baby's father was on crack cocaine. And the way I found out was very frightening and shocking, and being that I came from that sheltered lifestyle, the signs just went over my head. And that's my reasoning. You know, it might have went over my head anyway, whether I was, you know, raised in that lifestyle or not, you know. So it was very surprising to me, but I knew that I had to get out of that situation. You know, everything started to make sense of that he was actually abusive as well. So I ended up, you know, as a lot of young girls, just being a single mom. And not too long after that, I actually ran into a record deal. Don't really know how, but somehow I got back into my music. And I had a couple friends, and they introduced me to the Hispanic guys who had the record label in Glendale, Arizona, Soul Sauce Records. And they signed me almost immediately. Like the first time we met, they wanted to sign me, so back then, you know, G-Rap and all that was just so hot. That's just all it was. You know, G-Funk was just ruling the world back then. So that's what my album was. So my album was Ghetto Chow, and I went by Nutmeg. And it was very, very gritty, very street edge, but it was what I had been living. You know, it was what I had known. And I don't make any excuses for that. You know, I'm actually proud of my album because, as I said, Ghetto's Child, you know, I was basically explaining between the lines that, you know, I'm a child of the ghetto. You know, I don't have a family. My family disowned me, so. And And I always carried that. I always carried those feelings deep inside, and it was always very difficult to shake those feelings, no matter how many amazing things happened. And a lot of great things happened. I had songs with a rap legend, Kool G Rap. He actually did a couple songs on Ghetto's Child. He did the video with me, Much Love, and it was really, it was just awesome. It was amazing. And but that year was just a very turbulent year for rap, you know, especially on the West Coast with the murder of Tupac Shakur, and it almost seemed to just domino effect. So many labels started folding up, and we lost distribution. So once that happened, I'm just back to being Connie, and which is weird because you go from being, you know, kind of like a hood star to you're just not anymore because there's nothing to uphold you. There's nothing to, there's no, nothing in place to give you a show to perform at, nothing. So I had to go through that and you know, kind of a depression. Because to go from being big and then not having anywhere to perform or anything, it was really rough. So I got married, and guess what? He was a drug addict too. And my thing was marijuana. I love marijuana to death, and I thought that I could never stop smoking it. I would try. And it got to the point where I just basically had to be locked up to stop, and I did a little time in county. Well, it wasn't little. I did 6 months, and it just stopped everything. And I was, there was so many things that had happened that led to me being locked up that I was so angry, and I was yelling and screaming and singing, and I was a mess. So they just kept me in the hole for about the whole 6 months. They just they kept me in there. They tried to put me out in the tent for like maybe a couple weeks, and it didn't work. I just stayed in the hole, and I started to read my Bible, and then an imam came in and bought me a Quran, and I was set. You know, and I just started to find that I had what I needed, which was quite amazing to me because I didn't have anyone actually, but, you know, I felt like I had what I needed. And that was an amazing feeling, and I started to build up some spiritual strength and realizing that everything I had been through, that God had carried me through and protected me through so many very dangerous, I didn't even go through and explain all of the, you know, dangerous things that I had been through. And it just gave me such gratitude where I felt like I was in debt. You know, I really feel like I was in debt to God to, you know, take something from that experience and make it worth something. You know, I didn't feel like I could experience all of this to just go into nothingness or to just slip into a depression or even just to be normal. I felt supernatural to go through the things that I had been through and to still have some sensibilities about myself. It's hard to explain, but I had a lot of feelings. And then when I got released, I was just a changed woman, and I haven't been the same because I just learned how to be independent and be okay with that. And to love God because I knew that he had never left me. And that feeling just gave me a lot of healing. So a lot of healing had taken place, you know, in that room. From there, my music changed. You know, my music is a lot more spiritual, a lot more just speaking to the soul. You know, I try to be really clear in my music where it's not so confusing. Some music to me, the lyrics are kind of confusing where, you know, they try to put everything out there and then you decide. But what I try to do is I try to really show a positive light. I try to show a solution, a possible solution to what someone may be going through instead of just laying everything out there where a person may not be able to know what's right or wrong, you know? So that's basically how I am today, how I live today. And, you know, and seeing that, what trips me out a little bit, though, is seeing that there's still so many brothers and sisters still in that same condition that I was in so many years ago, and they haven't found their way out yet. And that saddens me, you know, to see that. But it is what it is, right? You know, they have to make a decision. So my whole thing has always been to provide and to show an alternative lifestyle to what's out there, to the gang banging, to the prostitution, to the outlandish materialism, all the stuff that we try to bury ourselves in to make us feel whole and everything. I just try to show just a different side. And music to me has definitely helped to heal. And there are studies that show that music has healing properties. The right kind of music can actually help to heal your mind and your energy, you know, get your energy forces right in your body. And so I try to use my music that way. And as far as, you know, say success, I mean, to me, things that have happened for me has been just phenomenal. I mean, I've performed, you know, in so many different places. I've performed in Chicago, Illinois, Memphis, Tennessee. You know, just people actually wanting to see me, you know, and people saying that they have their children listening to my music and that that's all they listen to, you know, things like that. And I'm like, wow, you know, that's really deep, because I never knew that it would be that, you know, be that way. So I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful today. And mentorship, for me, what I really like about what you all do is sometimes, you know, we take for granted that, hey, you know, my life is fixed, or I'm good, or I feel fixed. It's a gradual process. It's ongoing. We're never truly fixed. But to me, you know, you do have to give back. You have to give back and mentor. So that's important to me, to be able to mentor to young people and really help them to see what I went through and, you know, and minister to that. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So, gosh, yeah, you've gone through a lot. And,
yeah.
You know, glad that you are using music as your therapy and that you've been able to overcome all these things and to be able to mentor other people and teach them, you know, how to overcome and that they can do good things. And, you know, the programs that you've been working with sound really, really great programs.
Absolutely.
Tell me, go back a little bit to when you left home. You left home because of abuse?
Yes.
Were you being abused?
They kicked me out.
They kicked you out.
They kicked me out.
But were you being abused or somebody else being abused?
I was being abused. My little brother was being abused. That's just a reality.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just
when,
the reality.
When you found yourself on the streets homeless, what did you do? Were you able to stay with friends? Were did you sleep on the streets? And what were some of the things that you actually went through?
That's a great question. I've actually never slept on the streets. I was, like I said, I was attending school. I was going to Mesa Community College at the time, and I was working. So my supervisor at work, she let me live with her. And I lived with her for maybe a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. and then I hooked up with some boyfriend, and the rest is history. But, yeah, I've never slept outside,
okay.
You know, which is, yeah, just something that a lot of, you know, young people are doing, you know.
Well, and it's still homeless because you're not with your family, you're not in your bedroom, you're not in your bed. And you're trying to stay with different people, whoever will, you know, let you, will take you. And that's right. Probably how you got mixed up with the wrong boy.
Right. Absolutely.
Trying to find a place to fit in.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. And you did it more than once with a drug addiction.
Oh boy,
you
and the time frame.
That, you kept going back to that kind of man.
Well, it's weird. I don't know if I'm, because they say that sometimes you're trying to fix something, and
mm-hmm.
we find the same prototypes, and if we're like spiritually, if we keep trying to fix this problem, and we might see this spiritually
mm-hmm.
in another person, like I could fix you. Something like
mm-hmm.
that, or maybe you could help fix me and I could fix you. We could fix each other. I don't
right.
know if it's something like that. But the time frame with the drug culture, you know, the drug and the gang culture was just so massive and so powerful and so, oh, my God, it was everywhere. It seemed, that's what it felt like, that it was just everywhere, you know, in every part of Phoenix. And it was... well, the certain parts that it was just really
right.
deep. I mean, you mm-hmm. can easily see someone killed or stabbed or anything in one evening, you know, any particular
right.
evening. So, yeah.
And it was, and again, it was probably because it is everywhere, but it's probably the crowd that you were around that allowed you
definitely.
To see more of it.
Definitely. And, you know, You would say you go to a convenience store or the mall, and you would see the regular people, you know, the happy people.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they're just shopping and they're just looking regular, you know, and you always felt like, man, I'm behind, you know, I'm lagging behind, and I'm stuck in this lifestyle where everybody else is just moving on, living their lives and succeeding, you know, and you always carry that. And that's some more shame and guilt, you know, that you have to get rid of as you recover, you
right.
know, that you just got to get up to speed. But there was many years of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, it
so
helps you to be
during
grateful.
During all that, though, you continue to work and you continue to go to school, so you must have still had that spark or that dream that you knew you could do something greater.
No. I've always
no.
had a spark. No, I dropped out of school. I just ended up just living with my boyfriend. I lived with him for a couple of years, and we had a child at his mother's house, and, you know, one of those type of things. And, no, I, you know, and that's why a lot of times people still deliberate about marijuana. They say, oh, well, it's not addictive and blah, blah, blah. What it does, in my opinion, is that it strips you of the motivation that's needed to really succeed, you know? So you can go years and years on end thinking about or not thinking about, but really not really truly succeeding. At least that's what I experienced. And, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, who wants to put something in your body that's just constantly keeping you on a treadmill? You're not going nowhere.
Right.
You know,
yeah, that's true. A lot of people get sidetracked thinking that they're having a good time, they're living life, and, you know, and,
yeah.
and they're just day after day just sitting around getting high, not working, not doing anything.
Right.
You know, and then a lot of people that do that end up going out and stealing and robbing from other people that do have it to sell and make money or to survive or get more drugs or whatever.
I've had people get mad at me. I did a mentoring session at a program, a Dignity program, and I brought that up. And one of the girls is like, no, it's not addictive, and no, whatever. You know, and that's because the emotional attachment, that it is soothing. It does have those soothing properties, and I think that's what kept me on it. But still,
mm-hmm.
it still is detrimental, you know, in my opinion. So.
Yeah. Well, it can be healing for some people that need it. For others, it can be very detrimental. It can ruin your life, you know, and the same thing with alcohol and everything else. It's,
yes.
You know, certain people can take certain things. Certain people can have a drink now and then. Some people have a drink and then they're drinking for days, you know. So
right, yes.
It just depends on I think, the people and their personalities and stuff. But, it can definitely drag you down, as you stated.
Exactly,
Are you there, Boyd?
Uh-oh, we lost someone?
Yeah, I'm
boy,
right here. I'm just
there,
paying attention to the young lady. And, you know, I just wanted to ask her, you know, what advice would you give these young youth, the young girls and the young boys, what advice would you give them?
Find help. Just don't be afraid to just reach out to someone. With the internet now, we didn't have internet back then. At least I wasn't using no such thing. You know, just Google, just find people or programs, you know, teen programs. Google it. Google Streets Don't Love You Back program, you know, and there's people out there that want to help you, that want to give you resources and information that you can use to get yourself out of the rut, or, you know, if you feel stuck, or if you're living in an unsafe situation, you know, or if you're stuck in some type of a situation that's criminal, you know, and you want to change your life, but you don't know how, you know, just find help. Because the thing about when you feel helpless, you know, when you feel helpless, that's what keeps you stuck in that rut, because you feel like, well, there's no one's going to help me. There's nothing out there to help me. You know what I mean? So, there's always someone to help.
We definitely glad of that advice right there. And, you know, we definitely want to say that I'm definitely going to do a review on your ebook and your music and everything. And I've been sitting back vibing on that, putting it in my iCard to pay attention to. So I'm definitely going to do that as well. And,
cool.
Without a doubt, you know. Yeah, and we appreciate you coming on the show tonight. We got another guest coming on right after you, Miss Donna Buchanan. She'll be talking about her upcoming interview on ID Channel. So we definitely got a great, great show with you tonight. And you have a website, and tell people about your music and things like that, and how to get in contact with you.
Yes, thank you, and I appreciate you having me. My website is ConnieMuhammadMusic.com. Muhammad is just M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, Connie Muhammad Music. You can also find me on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. My new album is Sound Doctrine, and you can find it on most digital sites. I'm also on Facebook, Connie Muhammad/Nutmeg. I kept the nutmeg there just in case, you know, anyone remembers me from back then.
Yes, without a doubt.
Absolutely.
And also, if you would like to stay on the line when we bring Ms. Buchanan in, that would be great too. But, yeah, I just want to say we really appreciate you coming on the line and giving that great message. And we're definitely hoping that your story touched someone tonight. And always remember, the streets definitely don't love you back. And we live right here with Ms. Connie Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go to a couple of commercials, and then we're going to bring our next guest on, Ms. Donna Buchanan. So I want everybody to hang tight, and we'll be right back. So you hang tight with us, Ms. Connie, so you can hear Ms. Buchanan's story as well.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Be right back.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and sellies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Want to give a big shout-out to the whole COPA office team, to the whole COPA Mayor COPA team, and the COPA magazine team. You know, D-Love, John, and my boy Hip Hop, Chris, the whole squad. Don't forget, if you want to advertise in that magazine, the December issue is coming up. You can log on to thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. You can go to the link on there to say the COPA magazine. I'm down with that magazine now, me and my wife, and that's a one you want to advertise in for this December. It's going to be a hot, hot issue for the end of 2014 going into 2015. We're going to be hitting 13 states starting off, and, hey, that's going to be a hot magazine to get in. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and holler at Ms. Donna Buchanan, and she's going to update you on some things.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Lucinda.
Hey, hey, Ms. Buchanan. How you doing today?
Hey,
glad
Donna.
You had time to step in.
Hey, I'm doing good. Doing good. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I know. I haven't talked to y'all for a little while.
I know it.
Oh, yeah, you've been taking care of business and doing your thing. So, Ms. Buchanan,
staying busy.
You're a busy lady. Yeah. So we want you to give the viewers around the world an update on what's happening with you, and let them know what's happening on November the 28th.
Okay, on November 28th, my documentary is coming out on the ID Discovery Channel. It's going to be airing at 9 p.m. and also at midnight. It'll also show again that night. So it shows at 9 and midnight on the 28th. And
all right.
That's holiday weekend. That's the day after Thanksgiving.
I know. I can't believe Thanksgiving's almost here.
I know.
Without a doubt. And also let them know about your book, Ms. Buchanan.
Okay, my book, Second Chance Runaway, is out. It's my biography. You know, it's about my life and, you know, how I, you know, ran away from home and ended up in, you know, life of drugs and selling drugs and smuggling drugs and ended up getting into abusive relationships one after another until I got into one that was very bad. And I ended up killing him and going to prison for 13 years. So my book, you know, it goes through the journey of everything that happened to me at that point up until my release.
Now, what advice would you give these men and women out here and these young kids, Ms. Buchanan?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What advice would you give these young kids out here today about that?
Oh, get help. You know, reach out to someone. I always say, you know, and I've talked to so many people. You know, even recently I was talking to a few young girls, and it just seems like they always feel like they're alone. You know, that it's only happening to them. And, you know, they just don't feel like they can, you know, tell anybody what's going on. So I really encourage them to reach out to someone. You know, if you can't do a family member, you know, call the hotline. There's so many places out there. Like Connie was saying, you know, back, you know, we were out there, they didn't have the internet. You know, so there's so many resources out there now. So my advice is use them, you know, use those resources before, you know, it's too late. I mean, you hear on the news all the time, you know, what's happening to these young girls, the, you know, sex trafficking is just awful right now. And so, you know, you really, really need to reach out. Get that help before it's too late.
Yes, indeed. And Ms. Buchanan, I also want to ask you, tell the viewers, how did you end up meeting me and my wife, and how did you end up becoming a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back while you were still in prison?
Oh, I met you too. I did another show on the ID Discovery Channel, and Rob Lucinda saw me on that, and that was Women Behind Bars, and reached out to me and wrote to me in prison. And so we started, you know, corresponding. And when I was released from prison, you know, I hooked up with you too and became a member of, you know, the Streets Don't Love You Back.
Yes, and you know, we appreciate that. And let the viewers also know, how did your book get started, and what happened with getting that did and finished?
Oh, when I was released, you know, both of you encouraged me to, you know, tell my story. So I, you know, wrote my biography, and Lucinda was my editor. She edited my book, and it was released, you know, September 30th.
Amen. So here is another success story from the Streets Don't Love You Back organization. A young lady who we met in prison, Retch Out Tour, and she became a member, came out, got a successful book out now, Second Chance Runaway, Working, Kicking Kids Against Gangs, Drugs, and Violence and Abuse. So you can't tell me and my wife, you know what I mean, that it doesn't work in the game. You know, it's about an individual who's ready and willing to have a second chance and do something with their life. And Ms. Buchanan is just one of them. You know, we have several members that became members while they was in prison and now out here doing great things across the country. So this is just another living proof that if you want to change and become something, and not only become something and help yourself, but give back to help others as well. Ms. Buchanan is a prime example to that, you know. So Ms. Buchanan, would you like to get your website out and things to the people? And we know you're a very busy lady, and we would appreciate your time. And give them that website and the time to see you next week on ID Channel.
Okay. I can go to website, Second Chance Runaway. You can go to my Facebook page, Donna Buchanan, or you can also go to the Streets Don't Love You Back. You can also go there. And my show airs next week, November 28th. At 9 p.m. and also at midnight.
All right. That sounds good. Now, we just want to say, Ms. Buchanan, we really appreciate you coming on the show tonight and spreading that message to the people. And we want everybody to tune in around the world to Ms. Buchanan's interview on the ID Channel. If you missed the first one when she was on, you don't want to miss this one right here. But this one tells about how she overcame things and what she's doing now. And that's a great thing when people recognize what you're doing now. You know, even though you made a mistake and a bad choice, people's recognizing when you do good and you correct that choice. So we want to just thank you, Ms. Buchanan, and I'll turn it over to my missus, and just in case she wanted to ask you a few questions.
I don't think I have any questions. I know Donna is backwards and forwards after doing her book. But we just want you to know that, you know, that we're proud of you. And,
thank you.
Know, I know it hasn't been easy since you got out. And you still had to overcome, you know, daily things and, you know, coming out and working and living your daily life. It's hard and it's a struggle. And, we're proud of you.
On the outside again.
And after 13 years being in prison, it's a different world. Like you said, you came out and there were no cell phones. I mean, there were cell phones and things that you didn't have before you went in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a struggle. So, you know, I understand how, you know, and women or even men get out after doing such a long time, how they end up, you know, failing and, you know, ending up back inside. Because it is a struggle,
right.
And, you know, a lot of people just don't understand, you know, and they I think, expect, you know, you to react differently than what you do. So,
right.
You know, it's difficult. But, you know, it can happen. you know, to be good. You know, now I'm back to training greyhound dogs. I've been working with the dog the past few weeks, a service dog. And
good.
And that's, you know, definitely one of my passions. I love doing that. And I love giving back that way, you know. I'm helping someone that, you know, needs a service, and it brings joy to both of us.
Right.
Amen, you know.
Well, we're proud of all that you do, and you know that you always
Thank
have our
you.
Support. And I think that's one of the biggest things, too, though, that you don't give up, is that you know you have people's support and you have people backing you up and people to help you.
Exactly.
So that I think that's kind of incentive, and a lot of people need that when they come out. You know, you need support from your family and your friends, and even if it's just to say, I know that you can do it.
Exactly. Yes, support is definitely a big thing.
Do you have any, I know you listened to Connie's testimony, do you have anything to say to her or to ask her?
Well, you know, I was really, you know, interested in her story. And, you know, I just wanted to tell her, thank you so much for sharing it. You know, we just need more people sharing stories and, you know, just hearing the success that can come out of, you know, things. You know, in a lot of ways, her life was a little similar to mine in certain ways it wasn't. But, you know, she overcame, and, you know, I'm very proud of her.
Wow.
Very proud of her.
Are you there, Connie?
Amen.
Thank you. I appreciate
them.
I really do.
Yeah. All right. So
we look forward
to
seeing your movie next week.
Oh, I know. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yeah, without a doubt. Long time coming, you know. But,
I know.
It's happening and it's going down. And the world will see, you know, not only the incident, they'll see the change in what you're doing now, you know what I mean, to help yourself and others.
Exactly.
So, Ms. Buchanan, we just want to say thank you for coming on tonight.
Oh,
and if you want to hang out, you're always welcome. If you want to hang out a few more minutes with us, that's cool. I'm going to go to my music set, Nick, now. And we just want to thank everybody who came on tonight, Ms. Connie Muhammad, Ms. Donna Buchanan. And once again, don't forget, man, it's going down. If you want to advertise in that Copa magazine, holler at me. You know, all the information is on www.thestreetsandloveyouback.com. You definitely want to get in this December issue. It's going to be a hot issue going down, you know. So holler at us on that. And now we're going to shoot to a song, and we're going to do our thing. Be right back.
9/11, they think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21.
They know some of us.
No, but they think most
of us. Y'all
didn't
know I was gonna come like this. Y'all ain't
FEMA camps. The barbed wire's pointed in. These are my current events.
Right.
Infowars.com. Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking dish. There's a war out here. No one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Some articles, just spend an hour playing the planet InfoWars. We'll find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your dry food, verify your water. Don't buy into mainstream media, don't even bother. Teach one. Go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, and uncle and daughter. The temperature is rising, it'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying, I will be their cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me, not my kids, my wife, my friends. No, none of my family. That's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Side of you all, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. That's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Side of you all, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. I feel you, Alex Jones, but not like the TSA. I hear you, Alex Jones, I'm listening to what you say. You got them on the run, they know we're marching their way. All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us, we're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back, liberties and all. We ain't playing their games, we're taking the ball. We're patriots, they best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all, there's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work, we can watch them crumble. Fumble and fall, run and crawl.
warning shot. We are coming, that is all. That's a warning information. The planet's a prison inside of you. Let's make a decision. I made a decision. Make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. That's a warning information. The planet's a prison inside of you. Let's make a decision. I made a decision. Make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. 1984, no 1776. We ain't gonna be your slaves. We ain't gonna be your bitch. We ain't gonna be your punk. We ain't gonna be your trick. When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks. It's just a bunch of bullshit. So feel this, feel this. When we stick, it won't hurt. Just a little prick. They don't care if you get bit. Take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming. Down the pike, or down the knife. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life. This is not a threat. It's a warning to you. So you're coming after us. We're not chasing after you. You'll get burned like toast. From coast to coast and sea to shining sea, we won't stand for this ish. No, none of your tyranny. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison inside of you. Let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison inside of you. Let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Want to let everybody know we thank everybody that's supporting our six-year toy drive. And if you would like to donate to the toy drive, you can log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. You can see the drop-off spots through Maricopa, Arizona, and through Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona. We got drop boxes in a lot of areas. So we just thanking all our supporters that support us every year and all our new supporters that supporting us this year. So definitely log on to the website and see what's closer to you to drop off some toys for the kids. Our aim is 3,000 toys this year, like we make happen. The kids, we always like to put smiles on their face and in their heart all year round. But when it comes to the holiday season, we like to make it a double up for the kids, you know. Love to see the kids smiling. So we thank everybody around the world who supports our organization at educating our kids against gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse. And once again, I can't say it enough, get in that Copa magazine. You know, I'm down with that magazine. All my people in the music industry, all my people that got stores, all my people that's doing great things, you know, that's doing great business, that want people to know about their business, get up in this magazine. December issue is crucial. You feel me? You already know where to go. www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Get all that information and get at me, you know. And we're going to go to another song, and we're going to keep this thing moving.
Control. We're ballin', ballin', baby. We're balling out of control. Ball with me, my friend. Ball with me on the court. Ball with me off the court, my friend. Let's ball all the way and do the things that we should do. Let's ball all the way to the top, out of control. Let's ball all the way to the top, my. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's do the things we should do. Let's take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. We ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. All out of control. Oh, where we need to go. It's all out of control, my people. It's all out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friend. We're falling out of control, my people. Falling out of control. And tell me, do you want to ball, my people? Falling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. Ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. It's ball out of control, my friend. It's ball out of control. Let's get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We got to take it to the...
I'm sending out a red alert. Where are my troopers at? This is the struggle going for your judge. Boy Records Production.
Where my troopers at? Tell me where my troopers at. Where my troopers at? Tell me where my troopers at. Where my troopers at? Tell me where my troopers at. Where they at? Where they at? Where they at?
Hey yo, I'm peeping about the globe to see where my partner's at. From East Coast to West Coast. Fuck it, I'm turning the whole map. Because we romantic, just like the Masons. We come from different places. My nigga Rick Wood will punch your face in. Coming from that chocolate city, smoking on that chocolate tower. Mary and Barry made it a law to stay high. Straight from D.C., where niggas don't call it B.C. Mo better got the connections, 5-0. Be smoking T.C. Bird, hot dog, butchies in the limelight. Yeah, they got their head right, because they living a good life. Well, let me creep on down to V.A. Yeah, that's Virginia, where my nigga C.C. stay on the beat. That's the winner. I'm gonna let my fingers walk until they snap. I damn, I'm in Queens, New York. That's where Rashid live at. Ain't looking for no tussle. Rashid got the muscle.
My niggas with an attitude, my partner re-rob. Show no gratitude, big Jim just act a fucking fool. My trio. Two bad babes with a face like Vanessa Del Rio. Now I'm mobbing through the hood of his motherfucking state. Big Hayes got Muncie locked down like Alexander Gray. And I'm peeping and I'm creeping down in Gary. I saw my niggas chewing jeans, giving niggas flurries. The fuck shots, the bucks out, but then they finished blows. My partner bang heads, got all the Indiana hoes. Now I done traveled this world. I seen perms and Jerry girls in Missouri. Now I'm in East St. Louis. Whether big or black, a nigga shows no pity. He'll cut your ass from ear to ear and slice your ass from titty to titty. Big Hen is who he be, baby. With easy V, baby. Floating above the water in Louis, baby. Where ain't no love lost. Get your life sauced in the struggle. Cause niggas from St. Louis, yes, they love to rumble.
Where my troopers at? Tell me where my troopers at.
City where the wind blows constantly on 79th and Ashland with my nigga Big Harp. We creeping up in the click when I'm in Chicago, we roll dick. I steps inside the club, I see blood, sweat, and tears in this bitch. I step to the back, I feel my Kango hat. I see my nigga Cake, I give him that special death. And these niggas smoked out and they acting kinda rowdy. Steps outside, I see Javon in the Audi. Swerving down the freeway, gotta take it easy. 75 south to the motherfucking GA. My niggas in Atlanta got my back. Trumaine Q-Tip.
YD and Struggle coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Dyke and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to your player haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, wreck is knocking you out like Robert Tussin does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking Doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it to your bedroom just like HIV. Stand away from all them player hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Why do you better not run up? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dopest. Who put your faith in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot?
Who made it live when it was? Now you can't even speak.
It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break necks. You wanted out for family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls that wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool?
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. Trying to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your health? Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gon' come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you back stabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Break it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm making any black up in you to dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career is finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict Arnold backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like Struggle, yo. Where the party at? I be like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost and ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me. Took food from my face, but you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb. Fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate. Play a hate, get it straight. Partner, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was Bat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should to mess with you, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick as fluid soldiers. Known to turn your body black and blue, I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on, see if it wasn't for me.
he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pulled a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga roll. You played yourself. No, 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 no. I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, partner, you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, this game player? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should have kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should have understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. I'm going to turn the mic over to my missus, make a few announcements, and then we're going to get back to the segment.
I just want to say to log on to our website at streetsdontloveyouback.com. Join the movement and get involved. There's so many things that we do to give back. We have a lot of mentoring programs. We feed the homeless monthly. We take them clothes. We have our yearly toy drive. So if you definitely want to donate to that, let us know. We have our yearly domestic violence awareness walk and awareness throughout the whole year. We do our back-to-school drives, and we go out and talk at schools and educate about the dangers of gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse. So we're busy all year long educating, so just get involved with the movement. Like Rob said, pack a lunch when you go to the website because you'll be there forever. There's so much stuff to see. We have resources for drugs, alcohol, teen suicide, rape, incest, sexual abuse, domestic violence, information for ex-offenders and ex-felons on jobs. And I can just go on and on and on. So check us out, thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, or just Google The Streets Don't Love You Back and you'll find us. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a couple commercials. And we're going to get back to our music segment. And once again, we want to thank all our supporters that support us around the world all year round. It's just so many names to mention. That's why I just say everybody. And everybody know who supports us and all our new supporters. So we want to just say thank you to everybody.
This guy that we knew, we gave him some meth and he went to shoot it up. And he died. We left his house, and a few weeks later, we found out that killed him. Like, he was up in his room, and his dad went up there, and he was dead. My name is Bob. I'm 16 years old. I started doing meth when I was 9. I regret when I was on meth, giving it to little kids, like 12-year-olds and stuff, selling it to them. I regret, like, helping cook it. My little brother sees it, like, when I'm doing it. He sees it sometimes, and I think he doesn't know what it is, but I think he thinks it's like a cool thing to do and got to be grown up to do it. I tell him how bad it is and tell him it really ain't that cool and just try to explain to him that it's not fun, that it'll ruin his life.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
You pick yourself to death. There's paranoia that comes in. I don't even know how to explain it. You just sit in the bathroom in the mirror with tweezers just digging at something that's not even there, and you just keep digging and digging and digging, and you just eat your face up. It's horrible. My name is Chauncey. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Chandler, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 14. because of meth and because of the people that I hung out with and the world that revolves around it. I have herpes, I've had gonorrhea, I've had chlamydia, HPV, hepatitis C. There's more than just an addiction when it comes to diseases with using meth. The people, it's a dirty world.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Book reads by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
www.rockyoubytheArizonaMethProject.com. Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and sellies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
The money, the rise to power, violence, gangs, drugs, death, self-destruction, prison, the true life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd, a must-read book. This book will be available online, worldwide, to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, indiebound.org, and borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Oh, you sound so good tonight. Come here, baby. Let me touch up on you.
Until the break of dawn. So sexual, lady, step on and let's get it on. I was just lying to myself. rundown, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We done had truly a great, great show tonight. We had Miss Connie Muhammad on tonight. We had Miss Donna Buchanan on tonight. And we're going out with our last song for tonight. But once again, we want to thank all our viewers around the world. We want everybody who support us and our new supporters as well. And we just want to show love to everybody. And once again, get involved. Log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, where you'll find lots of information and all the things that we do to help kids around the world. And don't forget, get at me on that Copa magazine. It's going down on that December issue. Get at me. It's going to be a real hot one. All the information at our website, how to get in contact with me. So, hey, let's get that ad in there. Let's get some of them book reviews and music and film reviews. We're doing it all. We're doing it major. Dropping in 13 cities. It's going down. Peace and love. Thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're going to go to our last song of the night, and that's What You Like. Peace and love.
So much to say. How can we be this way? We come so far. Now look at where we are. Why don't this seem like it's working out? Could it be the one that we talk about? Let me know.
You got no time for me now. Since you started new life. No, now you don't come around. You turned your back on me twice. I fell for your back. Don't come into me. I guess you want it to stop.
Maybe that's why I was dropped.
What's this place about?
Maybe that's why I was dropped.
What's this place now? Turn out educational. Sometimes I like what I do, even though I can't have you. So when you come back for more, we'll both be slamming the floor.
I'm giving you what you need.
I'm giving you what you want, baby.
give up some more. Goodbye. Would you like me to wanna give up some more? In the morning time, I wanna give up some more. In the evening time, I wanna give up some more. But I wanna give it up. What you like, but I wanna give up some more. When you're doing that doggy style and you give up some more. When you're pumping that butterfly and you give up some more. When you're doing that froggy style and you give up some more. What you like, what you want, what you need. And when you're doing that doggy style and you give up some more. When you're pumping that butterfly and you give up some more. When you're doing that froggy style and you give up some more. What you like, what you want, what you need. Give my word, the power that you're feeling when you trust me. When I make my move and I'm breaking out and trusting, I smooth. Yes, I don't wanna want you fancy. First I get you dancing and I'm passing and you're sweating. You love it, or half a pasta that you wanted to love it. Just an imagination, constantly you're thinking of it. Me love, me like, me want, me might. Me keep you about a close and want to hold you through the night. And then you want more, my love, the queen, more for you.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and like we said, you know, that's the last song of the night, and we want to thank our viewers around the world who tunes in every Wednesday night, and we just want to thank everyone that support us, and we just want to say have a great night. God bless. See you next time. Peace and love from Rob and Lucinda and the whole team. Streets and love you back. Peace.